Truth Social sells Trump's posts to Wall Street. McConnell's signature stays a mystery. Trump Media and Technology Group launched its paid Truth API on Saturday, a subscription service selling Wall Street firms early access to Trump's Truth Social posts. Presidential statements routinely move markets, and if the platform generating those statements charges for early access while the president holds an ownership stake in that platform, the conflict of interest structure is direct. Democratic senators escalating an ethics probe over the arrangement are working in territory closer to insider trading adjacent securities regulation than antitrust law, though the two are frequently conflated in public discussion. Trump publicly rebuked Jeanine Pirro, his own hand-picked appointee, after her office concluded that damage to the Lincoln Memorial reflecting pool resulted from a botched contractor job rather than vandalism. Her office reached a factual conclusion that contradicted the president's preferred narrative, and the public rebuke that followed sends a legible signal. Appointees who produce inconvenient findings face personal political consequences regardless of the underlying evidence. The confirmation of Todd Blanche, Trump's nominee for a significant Justice Department role, is facing headwinds from within the Republican caucus over a proposed anti-weaponization fund that critics describe as a political retribution mechanism. Even some Republican senators appear uncomfortable with the optics, suggesting the fund's structure is generating unease beyond the usual opposition. Mitch McConnell's situation is genuinely strange by any measure. Hospitalized on June 14th and not seen publicly since. A letter went out under his name regarding disaster relief, and his office declined to confirm whether the signature was handwritten or produced by AutoPen. In an era when AutoPen has been used to sign legislation and official documents, the question of who is actually exercising senatorial authority on behalf of Kentucky voters is legitimate and not trivial. On the electoral horizon, Fox News polls showing Democratic candidates leading in Texas and North Carolina Senate races are shifting calculations about the path to a Democratic Senate majority, while Montana and South Dakota Democrats are refusing party pressure to stand down in favor of independent candidates, a fracture over red state strategy that the party has not resolved.